conundrum. Oh, we have a conundrum. Next Wednesday at 8:30, I believe, the Christmas tree at Aldi with the lights built into it for $99 goes on sale, and I would like one.
Mm.
Now, I can't be there to line up,
so
I'm looking for someone potentially to be my lineup person. But we wanted to know this morning, what have you lined up for, no commercial agreement at Aldi, and gotten? Like, what did you really want that you actually got? It's
Jess from South Geelong's first up. G'day, Jess. What have you lined up for?
Hello. So about a month ago, Aldi had the baby special. And my sister, who's not a mum or pregnant, asked me to go line up for her. And I was like, okay, I see what she's doing. It's a bargain. I lined up, and by the time everyone charged in, there was no rocking chairs left.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm in Aldi. I didn't get it.
Yep.
I'll have a browse. And I went up to a worker and said, is there any chance you might have any other rocking chairs?
Yeah.
And she secretly said, meet you out the back.
Oh.
And I got the rocking chair.
Oh, well,
Jess,
done.
This is just, this is a Christmas miracle. And it's not Christmas.
Know.
It's the only thing I can tack it to. Now, I'll need to ask you a question. When you were lined up, where were you in the line? Like, were you there early? Were you at the front?
Well, I was there around 8:15, I reckon, just past 8, and it was, you know those lines. It keeps going to the end of the car park.
Yeah.
I was probably mid in that line.
Right.
So I did well.
Yeah.
Right.
And with social distancing, with everyone keeping a metre and a half, it almost goes out to the street nowadays.
Right. Because I'm a line-up virgin. Like, I've never lined up for anything like this. So people are obviously getting there like an hour or at least an hour before the doors open.
People are dedicated to those Aldi lines.
Wow.
You're serious? Wow.
And once the doors open, is it a stampede?
Yeah, it's like the ones off the movies where you just watch everyone charge and you're just like, social distance, you'll get there.
Yeah. Like the jingle all the way.
Yeah.
When they're fighting for the toy.
So I did become the sister of the year.
Yeah, well done.
Well, you did. And I've never heard of that, Jess. So well done getting one from out the back. Oh, my God. Fuck.
Amazing.
Heavens above. Well done. Thank you for that, Jess.
Thanks, Jess.
We've got Lynette on the phone from Leopold. We're talking about this morning when you've lined up for something at Aldi, you've made it in through the stampede and actually found one. Hello, Lynette.
Hello. How are you?
We're good, thank you. What did you line up for? Tell us your story.
It was about 5 years ago. The outdoor furniture, with the coffee table, it's got the two seaters and it's two single seaters.
Yes.
And I lined up at Newcombe. My husband went to Belmont and we were going to ring each other if we got one each. So the other one wouldn't worry about it. Well, I forgot my phone. So I actually got one and brought it, trying to load it in the car, got it home, and my husband pulled up. He had one too.
Of all days.
We both got one. We couldn't believe it.
Who took it back, you or the hubby?
Oh, hubby did.
Yeah. Good man.
And are you normally lucky if you have to line up for things or you've got your heart set on something, do you normally get it?
I have a few times. A couple of times I've missed out.
Yeah,
I was able to go to another Aldi. Drysdale's a good one. You can get a few things from there.
Oh, that's good to know.
That's good.
So tell me your tricks, Lynette. You're going early. Like, how early are you there? Do you line up or do you wait in the car until the door's open? Like, tell me what your strategy is.
Oh, I've got there about 8 o'clock. I've lined up.
Yep.
I've got me trolley and I lined up, Not very often I go to Aldi, but when I do, I get there early.
And
you're ready to go. You're hydrated. You've had your snacks. You're on a mission.
Is the trolley a hindrance or a help once the doors open? Because you could ramp, you could clear the way, if you know what I'm saying, or it could be a hindrance if you're trying to run to the pallet to get your thing.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, if you haven't got a trolley, you're holding something and then you've got to leave it to go get a trolley. So you've got to have that trolley, then ask someone to help you lift it on there you know what I mean?
I'm nervous. I feel sick about this.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to...
You miss out because unless there's 2 years there,
while
one can hold it while you get the trolley, you miss out. You just can't move it around if it's big.
Good tips. Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to get a tree buying team.
Mm.
And I think I'm going to have a team of people at different stores and just we contact when we've got it.
I like it.
Yeah. Hey, Lynette, we've got a wonderful prize for you this morning.
All thanks to Sam and the team at Routley's, 322 Melbourne Road in North Geelong. You've picked up a Routley's Party Pie Bliss Box. Thanks for giving us a call.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Lynn, and great